All right, talking now with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. And, Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on the big win last week.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for having me again.
It's great talking with you. And, you know, the thing is, it looked like you put that game away early last week. Not a lot of drama after the first half?
Yeah, no, I mean, the kids came out, played really tough, and really got the ball rolling early on and got their job done.
Okay, now again, I want to ask you about maybe a couple of players who stood out in that game. I'm sure it's the usual guys, but anybody else as well?
Gus Webster really played at a different level of intensity that I've ever seen him play, offensively, defensively, special teams, across the board. He was the leader on defense, but got some balls thrown his way on offense as well. Jack Sherman, always a leader on the line. Sean Miles threw the ball very well. You know, and the offensive line in general really stepped up and just helped pave the way for the running backs and give Sean some time to throw the ball.
I'm sure I asked you this before, Coach, but tell me about your PAT team. Your snapper, the kicker, and your holder, because they look to be pretty reliable.
Yeah, no, early on that was actually, you know, it was a weakness. We really couldn't find anyone, but we have Hayden Wilson, who's a senior, who's our long snapper, has done really well this year. Holder is Colin Fuller, who's the running back and our backup quarterback. And we actually have an Italian exchange student, Phil Spinola, who's our PAT kicker, and he's really, it's his first time playing American football. He stepped up and has really helped us out in the PAT end of things.
Well, it must be quite a culture shock for him. Is he enjoying it?
Yeah, he seems like he's enjoying it, definitely. The second year in a row we've had a foreign exchange student. We had Jan Steinkellner last year from Austria, and we got Phil this year from Italy.
Okay, very good. All right, Coach, let's get right down to it. You guys in the most recent power rankings are ensconced at number 9 in D5, but I think more importantly and closer to home, this game on Friday night is a big one for the Kinney.
Yeah, definitely. The rankings, power rankings, I kind of just communicate with the team that's out of our control. I mean, all we're focused on is, you know, going down to North Reading Friday night, and our goal is to beat them, and we'll just, whatever comes of that, whatever the result of that game is, then we can talk about that stuff after.
Mm-hmm. What's the intensity of practice been like at this time of year with this big game coming up?
Oh, I mean, practice has been consistent overall. You know, they get after it every day, and you know, you always have your ups and your downs and ebbs and flows. But overall, it's been consistent, and they're just getting better every week, which is a good thing.
All right, what's your take on North Reading? Because you know, they are a traditional powerhouse in the Cal as well.
Yeah, North Reading, great. They're starting from the top. Their coach does a really good job there, getting his guys ready, you know, on all facets of the game. And they got a lot of good offensive line, a lot of talent, some weapons to get the ball to, and they're always a formidable foe.
All right, should be good weather, should be fun, and good luck on Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben. Be well.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, that's Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.